The nation's on COVID-19 red alert, and our national leadership is AWOL. The nation recorded 1 million new COVID-19 cases the first 10 days of November, and infection rates are still rising. Doña Ana County took 77 days to suffer its first 20 deaths. We needed just 21 days to go from 60 deaths to 80, and 6 days to go from 80 to 100. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump is playing golf and muttering about imaginary election fraud. Mr. Pence, the head of our coronavirus task force, is searching for some shred of evidence of fraud. Trump, on his way out the door, is just like Trump in office. Graceless, self-absorbed, and rarely in the same zip code as the truth. His electoral loss is so emotionally debilitating he can't show his face. He lost by 5 million votes and 306 to 232 in the Electoral College. The exact margin he bragged was a landslide in 2016. He's responding like a child, kicking and screaming he wanted ice cream. He's left the pandemic problem unattended. He just fired his defense secretary with 2 months left and threatens more pointless firings. He's also stalling the smooth transition between administrations that both parties agree is essential. Our government is huge and complex. So are the problems we face. Even with Biden's experience, wouldn't you want him to have more than a couple of days to get organized? The law budgets funds for the transition, but Trump is intimidating officials who should be facilitating that. It's my football, so I make the rules. U.S. Senator James Lankford, an Oklahoma Republican, threatened to step in if Biden didn't start receiving presidential briefings by Friday the 13th. Most Republican senators are so intimidated by Trump that they're asking mutual friends to congratulate Biden for them and apologizing for not doing so publicly. For 4 years, while Trump acted like a spoiled child, defenders said he was protecting unborn children and our borders or helping the economy. Trump has no such excuse here. He has nearly zero chance of changing the result in any state, let alone the several he'd need to catch Biden. He keeps losing at hearings, and his two big national law firms have deserted him. Trump's futile efforts undermine faith in our elections. Overturning elections is what dictators do. If Trump were a bit smarter or had weakened our country a little more during his term, he might have succeeded. Biden and future presidents will have to work hard to repair the damage to our democracy. Nero fiddled while Rome burned, Trump golfs and wines while Americans die. If you care about our country, it's time to mask up and move on.